Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
And the show is Hunter at Sunrise, acoustic, eclectic music for your Sunday morning. We're streaming live at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, and AltRadio.org. And we're on your digital radio at 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, Norfolk, Virginia. And, you know, we like to do acoustic sessions here on this show. This one is brought to you with support from Bankers Title, handling your commercial and residential closings. You can call Carol Butler at 409-7614. Bankers Title, integrity, security, and excellence. And also with support from Christine Wern and the Chrism Institute of Aesthetics, making passion for skincare a profession. For more information about that, just go to our ad at HunterAtSunrise.com. And joining us here in the studio, you know, I think this is becoming a yearly thing, Matt, and I think that's a good thing.
Me too.
Yeah, Matt Thomas here on the show for another live acoustic session. It's good to see you. How have you been?
Oh, it's been a whirlwind of a year this year.
I bet, and we'll be talking about that here in a minute. What would you like to play for us first before we do that?
Well, I've been doing a lot of reading on different things around the world, and one thing really piqued my interest, and it was the bleaching of the coral reefs. So I wrote a tune specifically for the Great Barrier Reef.
Okay.
And it's titled The Great Bleach Reef.
Excellent. Here is Matt Thomas here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Thank you.
Yes, Matt Thomas here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Thank you, Hunter.
You write about the most interesting subjects, and I can see the coral reef in that piece. I can understand it.
Well, you know, there's a great documentary on Netflix called Chasing Coral, and mm-hmm. it really kind of brought it into perspective. And the last month before the reef really quit and stopped regenerating, mm-hmm. for hundreds of miles it was glowing at an unprecedented rate, mm-hmm. and it looked like a giant psychedelic party. Even during the daytime you could see the coral glowing out of the water.
Right.
So I had to write something about it that had some sort of energy and symbolism that kind of defined what the reef could be in music.
And I guess all the fish that go in and out of the reef as well kind of add to the liveliness of it.
It really does. And, you know, when we're first taught about symbiosis, they use the reef as an example. So mm-hmm. I tune the guitar drastically different, the strings from each other that way, so that I get a lot of separation between the parts.
And, yeah.
I think it turned out okay.
Oh, yes.
Occasionally I ride the wave and it just feels just right.
Oh, it was great. It was great. So tell me what's been going on in Matt Thomas land.
Well, I've been focusing on writing different types of pieces that aren't usually, you know, you'd think as guitar pieces. They're more what I try to think of as symphonic pieces or movements. And then applying them to guitar, just taking a different approach to writing. A lot of times I don't even have the instrument in my hand when I'm writing.
Hmm.
But with these new tunes and stuff, they've been doing really well online and with the guitar groups and stuff like that. So I figured it'd be cool if I went out and did some competitions with these pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And they had, hosted by Candy Rat and Fret Monkey, they had this gigantic international competition out on top of Petit Jean Mountain in Arkansas.
Hmm.
And it was one of the coolest guitar festivals I've ever seen in my life.
Really?
And there was over 20 different countries from around the world that came out to do the competition. And I had a good day. I didn't miss a whole lot of notes. And the tunes that I wrote for the competition, which I did all originals.
I can't imagine you having a bad day, Matt.
We all have bad days.
I guess.
And there's a phrase that I have used for the past couple of years, and it's shimmer perfection.
Uh-huh.
You don't always have to be perfect, but if in the moment you can at least emulate it or shimmer a bit of perfection.
Interesting.
You can confuse the listener enough to go, whoa, that dude's really good.
So how'd you do in this competition?
Well, luckily, I happened to win first place.
Wow.
So I'm this year's International Fingerstyle Champion for the Fingerstyle Collective.
Wow.
And the grand prize was a full paid tour in China.
Oh, my gosh.
So
I don't know if you want to go there now, though.
You know, it's in October, so hopefully we'll get some of this stuff figured out. If not, we can delay it till it is. That's okay, too. I'm just excited about the possibilities of bringing my music elsewhere other than just for the Hampton Roads community.
Yeah. A tour of China. That would be awesome if of course, there isn't any sickness going on.
Well, once the sickness passes, I'll be there.
Okay.
That's all there is to it.
Okay. So is this the only competition you entered this past year, or was there others?
Well, it's the only competition that I won this past year. Every year, I'm going to attempt to win Winfield. 2 years ago, I got third, and then Travis Bowman got second, and Christy Linnae got first, which sparked a lot of really cool opportunities. Both Travis and I have done a lot of shows together since then.
Okay.
And also Christy Linnae and I have done several shows together, of which her good buddy Daniel Champagne is going to be in town next week.
Yes, we need to talk about that. And that's going to be at Ziders, right?
No, it'll be at the Crossroads
Theater,
which is off of Newtown Road. They've kind of switched venues.
Okay.
And I actually really like this venue as well. It's really cool. The sound's great, and it's intimate. Fits just about the same amount of people, and it works out better for both the organization and the artist.
Yeah, and that's the Tidewater Friends of Acoustic Music, right?
That's
putting that on. And that's a church, you say? So it should have pretty interesting acoustics there.
It's got great acoustics. I went and did a trial run for giggles last week, and I was blown away with how big the guitar sounded in that room.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited to shake the dust off the walls this coming week. So make sure you come on out for that.
Well, if people don't know who Daniel Champagne is, he's been on our show. And if you go looking back through our acoustic sessions, you will find Daniel Champagne's acoustic session if you want to look him up and see what type of music he does. He's very, very good.
His energy that he captures on the stage is unlike any other.
Yeah.
I'm really honored to share the stage with him and do things like this with him.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure that you don't miss it this time.
What day is it again?
It's on Saturday.
Next Saturday. Okay. Of course, we just passed a Saturday. Of course, it's next Saturday, Honor. So what else would you like to play for us here? And in a little bit, we want to talk about this guitar you're playing, but we'll do that after this next piece.
So this next piece, I went up for the Candy Rat Guitar Night up in D.C. at Jam and Java with Dustin Furlow. Me and him just went to go see some of our favorite guitar players. And there's this guy from Italy named Luca Striganoli. And he is an
great name.
Oh, he's not just a great name, a fantastic musician and guitar player. You've probably seen him all over Facebook with this cool triple neck guitar and all these really popular tune arrangements. And he's got some really unique techniques and energy and power. And I found this tuning from him. It's C, G, C, G, C, E flat.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a big giant chord. But the way that you can use it and write with it is really unique. So I wrote a tune and dedicated it to him. This is called The Nemesis.
Excellent. Well, that's interesting. Here's Matt Thomas here on Unheard Sunrise. Thomas here on Hunter at Sunrise. And what was that called again? Something, The Nemesis?
The Nemesis.
The Nemesis.
That's kind of how I felt after I saw Luca for the first time.
Sounds so dark.
It is a little dark, and what he writes is just so powerful and so energetic. I wanted to write a tune that kind of morphed as you listened to it. It wasn't just energy and power, but it had a lot of melodic and interesting chord structure to it.
Yeah. Well, we're listening to Matt Thomas here this morning. I know you're good friends with Tommy Emmanuel. You're going to go see him when he's at the Sandler Center this summer? Or are you
if I'm not booked,
yeah.
Ideally I'd like to be working and playing. but if I'm off, of course, I'm going to indulge and go see Tommy and Jerry Douglas.
Yeah.
Really, that's what I want to see is Jerry.
Yeah.
Jerry's been one of my favorite players of my whole life. So I've seen Tommy a bunch, but not Jerry.
Yeah. Did you see what happened to Tommy's finger?
I did. And that it's a lesson in life.
Yeah.
When you fall, don't put your hands out.
Well, he's so lucky. He's so lucky that he didn't break his hand or his fingers in doing that.
Or tear any ligaments or anything
yeah.
like that. It just dislocated and went right back into place. Imagine that.
Well, probably he has muscles in those fingers like nobody's business, so that probably saved him too. So, yeah.
One would think and hope so.
So, tell me about this guitar that you have. You're very excited about the guitar, and the fact that you can hear reverb in the guitar and there's no real amplifier. Why don't you tell us about
that?
Yeah,
well, for one, the guitar on its own just sounds so good and large.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
Sounds so big and warm and luscious.
Yeah.
But then all of a sudden, you bring in... If you've got a guitar pickup already embedded in your guitar, you can snap on this really cool thing on the back called the Tonewood amp.
Yeah.
And it actually amplifies your guitar through the body. So then you suddenly get reverb through the instrument. And it feels really natural. It doesn't, you know, change the way that you have to play the instrument. If anything, it helps for the better because you get more of a response out of the strings.
Sure.
So you don't have to play it as hard.
Yeah. And you were telling me someone made this for you special?
Oh, not the Tonewood amp. Those are actually retail things.
But I mean
this guitar itself was a very special build that John Larrivé had built for me. It's a master grade Austrian Moonwood top and Zeracote back and sides, but it's a 12 fret C model, which is something that they hadn't really done a whole lot of until now.
Uh-huh.
So I was really honored to get this guitar in my hands, and I'm really excited to be working with them in general.
Yeah.
They're such a legendary company and great guitars. So,
yeah.
But, you know, there's a lot of great guitars in the world, and one can have lots of guitars. It's
yeah.
just they all have different sounds and can invoke different songs and emotions out of them.
Yeah.
So.
Are you like Dustin Furlow and go to a lot of guitar shows or guitar stores? I noticed he goes to
fact,
a lot.
yeah. Well, we're both heavily involved in the high-end acoustic guitar industry, and we do demos for different companies, and we will both be headlining the Artisan Guitar Show in Pennsylvania coming up in April, and then the LeConner Guitar Festival in Washington in May. And there's all kinds of different things. So, you know, playing guitars and lovely guitars is always a fun thing to do, especially if you get paid to do it.
Yes, that's for sure. We're talking with Matt Thomas here on Hunter at Sunrise. Would you like to do one more for us here?
I would. And this one is real special. About 2 years ago, I got the honor of doing my album with this lady named Kim Person.
Oh, yes.
You guys have probably heard that name a whole lot.
Yeah, she's nominated for a local music
award. She's definitely not just this area's best producer, but one of the best producers in the world. And when I started working with her, I wasn't quite prepared for a complete overhaul of the way I think and operate with my life.
Uh-huh.
And I've always been filled with a lot of doubt. Never really liked my playing or what it is that I have to offer. And day one, when we were in there recording, she could tell I was a little nervous, and she told me this story about Tommy and Steven, and they were doing something, and then she'd just interject and go, "Oh, and by the way, you can too." And that phrase in itself has changed my life and the way that I approach things, because now I don't doubt myself.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the reins have just been ripped off, and hang on for the ride. So it was only appropriate to write her a tune.
Okay.
So, and what better than, "Oh, and by the way, you can too."
Excellent.
This is for you, Kimmy girl.
This is Matt Thomas here on Hunter at Sunrise.
in tune now.
Matt Thomas here on Hunter at Sunrise, and a piece for Kim Person that goes out to Kim Person here this morning. And
she's the best.
We hope she will win. Unfortunately, I would say vote for Kim, but the voting was over yesterday, so I can't really say that. But I do happen to know the person who nominated her, and in fact, it's the same person that nominated her last year. She is indeed a great producer.
Yeah, she deserves it. Again, the direction that she's able to give for a musician is unlike any other that I've ever met. And I've seen it not with just me. My good friend and, you know, buddy Dustin Furlow, things really changed for him once he started working with her.
Yeah.
So I just see a lot of great possibilities in anything that she touches her hands on.
Yeah.
So I'm really honored to have her in my life. She's like my guardian angel.
Yeah.
And really, I'm excited to release this next album and projects coming up.
When is that going to be?
Well, this month we're going to go ahead and we've already got several of the tunes ready to go, but mm-hmm. we're going to release them as singles that way so that we can get a little more attention on each one mm-hmm. and do a video and proper release of them. So
great.
The first one that we're going to release is King of the Cephalopods, which has a big comic book-like story to it.
Okay. So. That's quite wild.
I'll have to come back on soon.
Yes.
Tell the story of that and debut the song properly.
Definitely, definitely. You know, I have to smile every time you come on the show because, you know, do you remember the first time you came on the show?
Oh, I do. I wrote a specific song for that show.
You're kidding.
And I played it that time. It's called The Groove Show.
Right.
Specifically for your show. I believe it was on Bob FM back then, right?
Right. We were on the coast, too.
Overlooking the water.
Yes.
Both literally the coast and the coast. that was a really great start to it all. And
all of 16.
Yeah.
How old are you now?
I'm 33 now.
Wow.
So I guess that makes it over half my life that I've been on your show.
Yeah, it's just amazing. I just think it's great to see how you've grown.
I'm glad you haven't given me the boot, you know?
Oh, no. Oh, absolutely not. And in fact, I really thought you were great back then. And I said, how is he going to improve upon this? It's so good. But you have. You've just amazing.
I've learned sometimes it takes more than just being great at the guitar. It takes a lot of patience and direction in life. And I haven't always had that.
Yeah.
You know, I want things now. And
sure.
A lot of times my writing showed that, my playing.
Yeah.
So it wasn't until sometimes you grow up a little bit and get the right direction and guidance from people.
Yeah.
And again, Kim has just been a lifesaver. She's changed the way that I approach my music and my business, if you will.
Well, great. I'm glad you were able to come down here today. I was a little worried. I thought you'd be too busy to come on the show, but I was...
I'm glad that I found this window and this time to do it.
Yeah, I know. You're a very, very busy guy these days, and I really appreciate you doing this morning.
Well, it's my honor to be here, Hunter.
Well, thank you, Matt. I appreciate that.
Especially if you guys are listening, it's my honor to be here playing for your ears.
Okay. Well, thank you so much again, Matt, for coming on the show.